Just a pleasure to welcome the world to this call. I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Cheryl Cortese. I'm a National Marketing Director with National Safety Associates NSA, the Juice Plus family, and I have had the honor and privilege of being with this company now for 22 years, and certainly a very prosperous experience, but certainly a very happy one, and an adventure that only continues to get better all the time. Tonight, we are going to talk to some great folks who have some great information to share with you. And tonight, we're very honored to have Dr. Angie Bell. And Angie Bell is an OBGYN and one of the founding doctors in a very successful practice, Total Woman. She lives in Louisville, Kentucky, with her husband, Dr. Brad Bell, and their three beautiful children. She started taking Juice Plus because her mother told her to do it. And Dr. Bell was so impressed with the research and the results she saw in her family, she knew she had a responsibility to share this with her friends and patients. With the overwhelming positive results that she is seeing with her patients, it just ignites her passion to help more people with Juice Plus and continue to do so. So, Dr. Bell, I have you with me. Maybe you can share with people, you know, I hear your mother told you to take it, but maybe tell us a little bit more about that story and how you really began to find quite an interest in Juice Plus and a little bit about how that can, what convinced you to do this.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you all for letting me be on this call this evening. It's quite an honor, and there are so many people that have checked in, and I love that. And it's true. My mom called me one day and said, I have found this product, and you have to take it because we need it. My family history is such that everyone in my family dies of heart attacks. That's my mom and my dad's side both. So from my perspective, anything that I could do to protect myself from falling into that same trap sounded like a pretty good idea. Well, the more I started reading about the research that went along with it, what I found is that I couldn't contain myself, and I kind of just called myself ignorance on fire when we first started, because I literally walked into labor and delivery. I think that maybe I had received my product 5 days earlier, stood up on a chair and said, you all have got to listen to what I have just found. And that's kind of what started it. And then it just went on from there. And I, you know, love it. The research is unbelievable, and I just can't stop telling people about it.
Well, and certainly I know all of us have heard of your success as far as your patients and just the great results that they've had with the product, and I continue to hear stories in regard to that. But let's just talk a little bit tonight about that. What does Juice Plus do not only for our bodies, but how can Juice Plus impact, you know, a developing baby?
Well, I will say that in a nutshell, Juice Plus makes our body essentially complete. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, our bodies in general are lacking nutrients on all levels, and that goes right down to our every cell that's in our body. And the nice thing is that Juice Plus actually works at the cellular level to help correct and repair DNA damage that goes on. So this is the cornerstone of our bodies being able to work in sync. The DNA has to do its thing. And what happens is when DNA damage accumulates, we end up being sick. Now, in some cases, it may be that we just catch a cold or we get the flu because our immune system is trying to repair itself on a minute-by-minute basis. And when those viruses or those bacteria take over quicker than what our immune system can repair it, we end up sick. Now, eventually, if you take that one step further, you get further breakdown that occurs, and over a period of time, that's how we end up with these degenerative diseases like osteoarthritis and coronary artery disease and macular degeneration and Alzheimer's, just to name a few. Well, if you take that a few more steps and you get more and more DNA damage, what happens then is that we end up with enough mutations that a single cancer cell can form, and then it just goes on from there. So what we know is that fruits and vegetables can help prevent many degenerative diseases and actually decrease our risk of cancer, but it's certainly no secret that it's next to impossible to get enough of that in our diet. And what I will say is that Juice Plus provides nutrition that most women admit to not getting on a daily basis, and obviously that goes along with men as well, but I see women in my practice, and I will tell you that in the last 5 years, I've probably only talked to literally a handful of patients that really say they get 9 to 13 servings a day of raw and vine-ripened fruits and vegetables in their diet, and I'm a little suspect at even those few people because I live in Kentucky, and we don't get a lot of fresh produce in January and February. But beyond that, I even find that what happens is when you really talk to people, most people eat a very small variety of fruits and vegetables, and usually that includes things like green beans and corn, neither of which are very nutrient-dense. So what Juice Plus does is it provides a very wide spectrum of the phytonutrients and the antioxidant activity, which includes all the vitamins and the trace elements that we need every day. So if you can then take that to the next level and say, wow, let's see what we can do with a mom that's pregnant with a baby, I mean, that's pretty impressive that we can impact two lives at the same time with Juice Plus, and one of them, hopefully, from very early on in conception or shortly after. So you get every cell in that developing fetus that gets bathed in those incredible nutrients, and there's just nothing that gets better than that, truly.
I love hearing this story. And certainly if the mother is on Juice Plus even before the pregnancy, it really puts the body in peak condition from what I hear from many OBGYNs as well, that, you know, she's really in condition to have just the most optimal experience as far as her pregnancy is concerned.
Right.
So tell us a little more. What role does Juice Plus play in really preventing various complications in pregnancy like preeclampsia? You know, what are you seeing in your practice and what are you hearing in regard to this?
Well, I tell you, I am seeing a whole lot of great stuff in my practice. I have got 6 partners in my group. Not all of them are on board with the Juice Plus, so it's interesting to see different patients and different outcomes that we do have. But the study that I was very impressed with was done by Dr. Doug Odom. He addressed the issues of preeclampsia and other pregnancy complications in a retrospective study that he conducted that was published back in 2004. Now, what we need to know about preeclampsia is that it's a pretty scary process that happens because no one really knows exactly what causes it. We know that oxidative stress is thought to be one factor that causes several pregnancy complications, including preterm labor, low birth weight, and preeclampsia. And what happens on a very elementary level is the lining of the vessels that are going to the placenta and the baby, they don't work correctly. And so a woman with preeclampsia has problems with blood pressure, essentially, to that baby. So you get a situation where both fluid and protein are allowed to escape those vessels, and that creates a pretty big issue. Now, it can become life-threatening very, very quickly, and the treatment for that includes delivering of the baby. Now, unfortunately, sometimes the delivery occurs very early in gestation, which, again, leads to more preterm deliveries and more babies in the NICU. So if we've got potential to make a positive impact on decreasing the number of babies that are born prior to 37 weeks or on the number of women who develop preeclampsia for their own health's sake, and we can do it with a few convenient capsules that contain live and raw vine-ripened whole food, to me, I say, why wouldn't we all do that?
And do you see anything in particular in your own practice as you, you know, track this that has been impressive to you?
You know, the biggest thing that I see is the umbilical cords. To just be able to say, wow, there's something that you can absolutely say physically, this is impressive. The umbilical cords of these babies that come out are huge. As a matter of fact, there was one that I literally had to put 2 clamps across it because it was so fat and healthy, I couldn't get one clamp. across it. There are three vessels that go to the baby through the umbilical cord, and those vessels are surrounded by a substance called Wharton's jelly. It's this jelly-like material, and what you see is moms that have preeclampsia, those vessels are very scraggly and just, I don't know if that's a real good word, but it works here. People know what I mean by that. They're just very thin, and that amount of Wharton's jelly that goes around those vessels and protects them from being squeezed is very, very minimal. Well, you don't see that when moms are on Juice Plus. It is very impressive.
And I've heard you say also about this, you know, big umbilical cord, that if it is like that, then the chances of it wrapping around the baby's neck or things like that are just almost unheard of. So tell us a little bit about that as well. I don't know if I expressed that correctly, but...
Well, yeah. I think the bigger thing is you can't really protect, you know, if a baby's doing somersaults in there, it can certainly still wrap itself around that cord. But the important thing is when you get those great big healthy cords, it protects those vessels. So if you get a situation where the cord is around the neck, or maybe the baby's laying up against the cord on the side of the uterus and it's getting pushed upon and squished a little bit, you know, those very healthy cords, you're going to have a little bit more protection. It makes sense to me, from those vessels being completely occluded, which then can lead to, you know, major problems like a fetal death.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just been so exciting to hear from you, you know, over time, because I know that this is something that's been very exciting for you and your practice. And we hear it, of course, from Dr. Odom and how fascinated he was that not only did his patients have such great results, and even those who had had preeclampsia before didn't repeat it in pregnancy when they were on Juice Plus. And that the babies go full term. What do you see in regard to that as well, as far as full term? And is full term an issue these days with pregnancies, women?
Well, yeah, I think that full term is definitely an issue. One of, the biggest issues up in the NICUs, or the neonatal intensive care units, are these very premature babies. Anybody that gets to 37 weeks gestation and completely full term is considered 40 weeks, but you're considered full term at 37 weeks, you know, the chances of those babies getting admitted to the NICU for complications is very, very small. So what I tell patients is, can I promise you that you're not going to get preeclampsia again? Can I promise you that we're going to make it to 37 weeks? You know, I can't promise you anything, but what I'll tell you is the research is impressive. There's now double-blind placebo-controlled trials, which is the gold standard of medical research going on with pregnancy, and I always tell them, I can promise you it's not going to hurt you, and I really do believe from the bottom of my heart that once those studies come out and we see those results, putting people on Juice Plus, hopefully before they get pregnant, is going to become gold standard.
Absolutely, and I think that is something, as we look over the years, the 16 years of sharing Juice Plus with people, you know, you just can't help but notice and be really proud of those babies that come along, that their mothers have been on Juice Plus the entire time, because
right.
There is something that you just notice. I mean, even from a layperson's standpoint, I mean, the people we know, our families, you just see it in comparison. So what we'll do now is we have actually three moms, very proud moms, who will share their stories, and then Dr. Bell, we're going to come back to you as well for any last-minute thoughts in regard to any of this. But we're just going to talk to these three rather quickly because these women, were consuming Juice Plus before, during, and after pregnancy, and let them just share with you all some of their own personal experiences. So let's go to Talia Wally. She's a senior sales coordinator with us and enjoys helping families adopt healthier lifestyles. For the past 6.5 years, her focus has been on whole food nutrition for disease prevention. She teaches Prevention Plus seminars every month. And Talia and her husband, Mark, live in Epping, New Hampshire with their daughter, Isabella. So, Talia, maybe you can share with us right quickly, you know, your experience here in regard to Juice Plus and your own baby.
Sure. Thanks so much, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on the call tonight. Well, about roughly in the vicinity of 7.5 years ago, I had been a part of a networking group, and I had met the person that shared Juice Plus with me. I was very skeptical. and I thought it was a multivitamin in need, and, you know, I was just really skeptical. But at the time, I had two miscarriages, and I had been through a whole summer's worth of testing to be told that there was nothing wrong. But I got pregnant pretty easy, but I couldn't keep the baby. And what we discovered through a specialist was that my homocysteine level was too high. And for those that don't know what that is, it's an amino acid in the body, and our levels, we all have it, should be 10 or below. Mine was 17, which was really high. And what happened was it would create what oxidative stress, which Dr. Bell referred to, and that would cause toxins in the body, which caused blood clots, which caused miscarriage. So this happened to me two times, and I'd seen a lot of the research that Dr. Bell mentioned regarding the pregnancy studies, and it made sense to me, aside from the fact that we have two studies now on homocysteine. So I took the Juice Plus bottles to my GYN and to my specialist. The specialist was a little bit skeptical as well and said, no, I don't think you should do that, just because he didn't have enough information. And my GYN said, you know what, great, I've heard about Juice Plus. I can't guarantee it will help you. It's whole food. I know it can't hurt you, and I think you should give it a try. And could you also get me some? So that's really all I had to hear.
So then tell us what happened from that point on.
Okay. So I started Juice Plus pretty much early on in my pregnancy with Isabella, and I had a pretty good pregnancy. I was on pins and needles just because of what happened prior to, but I really did have a fairly easy pregnancy. And then we delivered, and today she's just turned 6 years old, very healthy, and she's my Juice Plus baby. My homocysteine level today is down to 4.8.
Wow.
Yeah, the lower the better.
Absolutely, and it was what, 17, did you say?
It was 17, yeah.
So that's a huge difference, isn't it?
So it was very big, and I know now so much about homocysteine and other related things to the doctors that we work with, but, you know, I had more energy. I just felt better because my homocysteine level was, you know, making me tired and kind of drag. And, you know, today I have my daughter, I have my health, I have my business, I can stay home with her. That's always been a dream of mine, to be able to work from home and be flexible so that I could be there for her and do the things that she enjoys. And I'm grateful.
Well, what a great story, and we're grateful to hear it, and so happy for you that this is the outcome, and happy for you that you are there with her and sharing that story with other people, which then in turn creates your business and the success for so many other people, for both from a health and a business standpoint. So, Talia, thank you so much for that input. We so appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And let's go now to Mitzi Iser, and she's been with NSA for almost 1 year. She's married to Jay, and they have two adorable sons, Harrison and Brooks, plus she is pregnant now at this time and due in January. And Mitzi loves adding nutrition that Juice Plus gives not only herself but her baby. And it helps keeps her going while she chases those other two boys around and builds a Juice Plus business at the same time. So, Mitzi, share with us your experience.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'm just so thankful that I was introduced to Juice Plus by my friend Karen. So I've been taking it almost for a year now, and I am currently pregnant with my third boy. I was trying for a girl, we got a boy, and he's due in January 2010. I'm listed as high risk due to the fact that I am 42 years old. I don't feel 42, and I don't feel pregnant. I just feel great now. I have not experienced any morning sickness with this pregnancy like I did with the other two boys. They are ages 5 and 3, and since I have to keep running after them, that's a good thing that I haven't been sick. It's been quite different. So this has been a very pleasant pregnancy for me, and I'm just really enjoying this momentous period in my life. I've just felt so healthy with this pregnancy that even in the beginning, I kept thinking something was wrong, and I even scheduled an extra ultrasound around the 10th week of my pregnancy to make sure that all was okay. Because
just
I felt
because
so
you
good.
Felt so good.
I just felt so good. It was just so different from anything that I had ever experienced. I was very scared and nervous about it, but everything turned out very well. Because I can just remember sitting on the floor and eating crackers with my 14-month-old when I was pregnant with my second one and just thinking, oh, my gosh, can I just get through this? And this one, I was just running with him and playing in the pool and just having a great time. So it's been totally different for me. But Karen kept telling me, she goes, everything's fine, Mitzi. It's fine. Don't worry. She goes, this is just what it's like having a Juice Plus baby.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm so happy for you, and we're going to be anxiously awaiting the news as the baby comes along, and you keep us informed, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much, Mitzi. And now we're going to go to Karen Fowler, And Karen is a national marketing director and resides in Boca Raton, Florida with her family. And Karen is married to Sean, and they have 4 Juice Plus babies. And Karen started with our business, and I think every time she crossed the stage as she grew up in various positions, she had a new baby in her arms. So she certainly had some Juice Plus mom experience. And she has Morgan, who is 6 years old, Marina, who's 4, Haley, who is 3, and Bodie, 5 months. And she feels very lucky that Juice Plus was introduced to her when she was 5 months pregnant with her first baby and that she said yes. So, Karen, fill us in on that story.
Well, I remember I was 5 months pregnant when I heard about Juice Plus, and I started to take it. I ran it by my doctor. He wasn't 100% supportive, but I figured fruits and vegetables, obviously I need more of it and to really nourish the baby. So I went ahead, and I feel really grateful that I did, because all 4 pregnancies, I love being pregnant. I'd have more, but it was just wonderful pregnancies, and all my babies, like Angie Bell said, they're all full term, they had great skin, they were great size, they sleep well, they're just happy babies, and darn cute, really. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that. And I've seen all of them. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Mitzi's baby or babies and children or Talia's, but I have seen all of Karen's, and they are absolutely that. They're just all healthy, happy, and just, you know, the example of exactly what you would want a healthy, happy baby to look like.
Thanks. So, you know what I hear a lot that about pregnancy is that people have issues and problems with constipation. And I, it's a funny conversation, but I never had that experience. So I really feel that, you know, Juice Plus, you know, we always say makes us a regular gal. And I do think that was a huge benefit for me.
And, you know, anything that's going to make your life more comfortable, and especially when you're pregnant, because you tend to be a little uncomfortable at that time. But from what I'm hearing from all of you is that you just had really great experiences and are having great experience during pregnancy. And we certainly hear this over and over from our Juice Plus moms that are pregnant. And, you know, after the babies are born, that also that's an easy transition into being a mom. And I know for myself, I remember that so many years ago, and it's been a long time, but it was just that transition of, you know, taking care of the baby was also, you know, hard on you. And so we just don't hear this. We see just a real happy, healthy experience.
And you know what, too, Cheryl? I just feel, like, at peace. Like, I can sleep at night knowing I'm doing the best I can for my little angels.
Mm.
And also I'm breastfeeding. I've been breastfeeding on and off for 6 years, right? But just to tell everyone on the line, I do take more Juice Plus because I feel like the baby needs some, I need some, so I double up on my Juice Plus. I take the Vineyard. I take the Complete. So I just keep my state as healthy as I can so I can, you know, breastfeed and keep up.
Right.
And like Talia, I'm sorry, one more thing.
Okay.
Same thing. I love the Juice Plus for our bodies to keep healthy, but I also love the business side because it affords me the ability to stay home and enjoy my kids.
Right. And again, how privileged is that? Because so many women want that, you know, that privilege of being the one to stay home and rear their own children. And I think this is, we're so fortunate, and not only do we have a great product to support pregnancy, to support really great health for the mom and the baby and the whole future health of that baby. And then at the same time, create an avenue where you can share that with others, really enhancing their lives and develop a business around it and stay home with your children. So thank you, Karen, so much also for sharing. All 3 of you, just so happy for you. And I'm going to go back to Dr. Angie Bell now to see if you have any closing thoughts or comments here.
You know, I do. A couple of things just listening to the other ladies. You know, when Karen was talking about the constipation, that is a huge, huge factor for so many pregnant women, and it really does make a huge difference for that. The other thing that I thought of after you asked me what things I see in my patients, those patients that I have that have such bad nausea and vomiting, there are some people that even have to be hospitalized for that, and a lot of women cannot tolerate prenatal vitamins at all. What I will tell you is that every single patient that I have had start on Juice Plus has been able to tolerate the Juice Plus and may or may not go back to their prenatal vitamins, but they're getting that extra level of nutrition that they couldn't begin to tolerate. So I think that's huge, huge important. The other thing that Karen had mentioned was about nursing and just the whole postpartum part of it. The thing that makes me a little bit sad is a lot of patients will take Juice Plus during pregnancy and then they stop it because they think, well, I've done this for my baby. Well, it is such a shame when mom stopped taking it postpartum, because our bodies go through such a tremendous amount of change and stress after a baby's born, and there's always blood loss associated with delivery. There's an increased risk of blood clots postpartum, and those effects, you know, go on for several weeks. So you're not sleeping, your immune system is all out of whack, your cortisol levels are all out of whack because of your sleeping, and so it's just a great way to get our bodies as close to our pre-pregnancy body as we possibly could. And then the only other thing I would mention is I love the homocysteine comments. I think that's very huge. What we do know is that homocysteine is an independent risk factor for dying of sudden death from a cardiac event. And again, that goes back to those vessels. It has a lot to do with what happens with our vessels. And so it makes perfect sense to me that someone with an elevated homocysteine level can absolutely have problems with recurrent miscarriages. We see that, unfortunately, too often. And the Juice Plus can have a tremendous impact on that.
Well, I just, you know, as I listen to this, certainly how proud we are that we have something to offer that can make such a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, whether the person is contemplating pregnancy, pregnant, or, you know, just taking care of that new baby. Or if you're like me and you're the mom of young daughter who would be looking toward pregnancy, you definitely want to have that person realize that they can really do a lot for themselves by being on Juice Plus all that time to give their body the best possible chance.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the only other thing I would say, and this goes for men or women, anybody that starts on Juice Plus, the reason I love people so much being on it is because it gives them a sense of being in control over their health. Once they start taking it and they observe some benefits, some very obvious, some very, very subtle, it's very empowering. You know, they start drinking more water, they start craving more fruits and vegetables, and it's a very easy tool to have people help take control over their health. You know, we're in a huge healthcare crisis right now. Who knows what's going to come down the pike? But, wow, if we can do something to really, really have an impact and prevent diseases, What a great gift to give people.
And as you said, that's men and women alike of
Absolutely.
Any age. And certainly I know for myself that has always, you're stating that so very well, because that feeling of being in control and being
right.
able to give your body an edge, that does really make you feel empowered.
Right, right. And to give our kids the edge. I mean,
right.
to give our kids that sense to say, wow, I'm doing something proactively, and it's making me get out more, and it's making me, you know, eat better, and I'm drinking better, and kids are then saying, boy, is this a healthy choice or is it not a healthy choice? You know, it starts from when you're little to be able to have control going forward.
And it's spiraling up in the right direction instead of spiraling down with the
that's
poor
right.
diet.
That's
and
right.
That's really exciting, you know, to think that all of the issues that we looked at facing as far as the whole healthcare system is concerned, that just a really good healthy diet and strong prevention, you can just bypass all of those problems.
Right. Right.
So that is very exciting. Well, thank you so much for your input and
you're welcome.
From every direction tonight. So appreciated by everyone and all the speakers that joined us tonight. Thank you for your input as well. And we just look forward to seeing everyone at our conference here October the 22nd. We gather, you know, from around the world to continue to share this type of information and educate each other on how to go out and share it with the world. So thank you, Dr. Angie Bell.
You're welcome.
Karen
thank
Fowler,
you.
Mitzi Eiser, and Talia Wally. Appreciate having all of you on the call tonight. Goodbye,
thank
folks.
You all.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.